Hello, hello, hello. Good rainy afternoon. You are tuned into the Geek Out only here at Magis Radio. I am one of your hosts, Iana Padilla, your optimistic chica who won't make you pasa from 2AB Communications. And today I'm joined by two amazing people.
Hi guys, it's your hyperplantita Medjo Pabida, your celery without C, Alri Torres from 2AB Communication. And of course, Iana, kasama natin ngayon ang napakapogi nating katrio, the only man. Yan, in our call right now. Hi!
Hi everyone, I'm Rome. Yeah, wala akong spiel eh. I'm from programs. I do the things in the back end. We do research. And I'm here to help out these wonderful ladies tell a story today. I'm sure we have all heard of it. We've heard of the Oscars. And it's a big event every year. It was held, I think it was in Las Vegas, I think, March 27th.
Yeah.
And it was a good celebration, right? The 94th Academy Awards, it was filled with surprises and it was filled with, of course, good movies all around. I think the
surprises indeed.
I think the film that won the most, it's not too shocking that it won a lot, is Dune. By Denis Villeneuve, it bagged 6 awards that night, I think, including Best Sound Design, which was helmed by the legendary Hans Zimmer. Of course, every nerd out here listening to the pod might know of Hans Zimmer. He's the guy who made it happen for Christopher Nolan for quite some time. Of course, there were also some amazing films from our part of the world. Drive My Car, directed by Ryusuke Hamaguchi. It's the Japanese one.
Yeah, it's super so duper cool.
Long. It was so
good. So cool.
It was so good. And it was super duper long. A lot of journalists, actually, they wanted this to win Best Picture. But they were like, oh, you know what? You know what? A win by Asia. Consecutive times. Remember, Parasite won Best Picture. What year was that?
Yeah,
Parasite.
We were still on campus. Parasite. We were still on campus when that happened. I think that was 2019. Parasite won Best Picture. But then they were like, oh, you know what? A win by Asia in consecutive times. It's not going to happen. So, of course, the next best fitting film is Coda. And it won Best Picture. So, Coda is this very heartwarming story. It means ano, Coda pala guys means ano, child of deaf adults, and it's very heartwarming. Honestly, the whole film was shot, and they were talking in ASL. When I watched this, I didn't turn on the subtitles. I didn't know why, pero like the film still made sense, and it's still made me cry.
Are you familiar with any ASL that got you by while watching, or talagang the emotions were enough?
Ito lang yung ano, yung parang rock and roll sign, para siyang applause. When the cast received the award, they were met with applause in ASL, and it was so touching.
That's really sweet.
That's so nice. Okay, super segue. Super segue. But I feel like really, no, like the whole PWD movement has been really taking a toll in media, which is a good thing talaga. Like, you can really see it. Also, recently, diba, like, there was this movie released in the Philippines. So it was like with Maine Mendoza. Isa pa with feelings, right? So cool, ah. But, like, when you come to think of it, it's really great that they're really taking the scene. Like, PWD concerns are really taking the big screen, like, scene, you know. But wait, okay. Rome, super question. But, okay, admittedly, I have never watched Coda pa. So,
me as well.
I think it's on Apple TV. Was it Apple TV, the streaming ng Apple? Yeah, I think it's there. Kasi it was, a little background lang. The film was premiered in Sundance Film Festival. Tapos, binili ng Apple yung rights. Tapos, since binili ng Apple yung rights, naunahan pa nila si Netflix na mag-produce, na mag-own or produce ng Best Picture win sa Oscar. Oh. It's kind of interesting then, that backstory about it. So, yeah. Yeah, Eller, what was your question? I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
You know, you actually answered it now. I just really wanted to, you know, like, ask, like, the story behind it. But you actually answered it now, so no, no need for me to ask. But thanks.
Yeah, it was very exciting. And at the same time, I think it's important to note that I think a lot of, I've seen a lot of friends, some critics then, some journalists, they were vying for Troy Kotsur to win the Best Supporting Actor, and he did, right? Mm-hmm. So he did a very dynamite performance. Like, imagine performing. I'm not an actor, all right? I'm not an actor. But imagine performing only with ASL. So you only use your eyes and hands. And to win an award like that and to represent such an under... I mean, Hollywood has been there for decades, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Even our film industry, but like, can you recall... like films that represented people from these communities, right?
The deaf community. Super on the lang. Super on the lang. But okay, so super random topic.
Mm-hmm.
But just to check in on it, no? Like, how was this received? Because yes, it did win Best Picture in Oscars.
And a lot of praise.
I think we can all agree that very empowering. It's very, very well praised. But out of curiosity, considering that this is a very sensitive movie with a very sensitive concept, like, how was it received by the deaf community?
Oh,
if you don't mind me asking.
Me? Well, there was What's her name again? Si yung lead actress here. She's
Is it Marley Matlin?
Yeah, she's acting for a very long time already. And like, she's deaf, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what? I begged the producers to, you know what? I'm not gonna act here if you don't get other co-actors that are also deaf. Kasi the whole family talaga, except from Bida, si, what's her name? Emilia Jones. Except her, they're all deaf. And they all gave the script and they all acted out the script in ASL. So it was a very big, as the internet would say, a very big W, a very big win for the deaf community. And it was for that it was received well. Cause they weren't acted out like parang in that film, in that world, they weren't as marginalized. Like, they were really the center of the show. And it wasn't like the deafness. Cause a problem with like representing marginalized communities, their grievances are used as plot, as ano, parang para lang maitawid yung plot points. Pero like, their deafness there, it was secondary. Parang more than that, the film, they provided a very touching and heartfelt insight about being in a family, and more so being in a family of deaf adults. So ayun lang. I mean, I won't spoil the whole thing. It had amazing music numbers, including Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's You're All I Need to Get By, and of course, Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. But I urge you guys to watch it over the weekend.
You know, we heard a lot of praise from you, Rome, and you know what? I'm excited to watch this. But I feel like, you know, with every good thing, I think, you know, not a lot of people.
There's also bad.
Yeah. Yes. So, according to some sources, several members of the deaf community viewed Coda as ableist. Ooh. So the film depicted deaf individuals as unable to perform tasks without the help of people who could hear and close themselves off from the community. The film depicted extreme dependence on the daughter, which deaf people called out to be unrealistic. So again, I haven't watched it, but you know, I'm looking forward to seeing this type of view on it.
Same here. Well, you know, whatever happens.
I didn't know that. That's actually really interesting. It's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, you know, guys, if you still haven't, do check out Coda. It's an Apple TV. So, yeah. But, you know, I really like how you tackled how it was a bit ableist, you know, in a sense, right, Diana? And speaking of ableist, guys, I'm pretty sure everybody here was in the loop with what happened during Oscars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Chris Rock making ableist joke about Jada Pinkett, which is actually rooted in her hair loss. Grabe no, that was insane. Mm-mm. That was insane.
So, the famously known Will Smith and Chris Rock Oscar slap. So, I'm sure a few of us or a lot of us are very familiar, but just to give everyone a basic rundown on what happened. So, while presenting the best documentary feature, Chris Rock quips, "Jada, I love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it." All right, so it's referring to Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head in comparison to the main character of G.I. Jane. So I feel like a lot of people weren't actually aware of Jada Pinkett Smith's condition, which we later found out, or which was later explained as alopecia, an autoimmune disorder which induces hair loss. So if you could see the video from the Oscars, it's really interesting because at first you could see Will Smith actually laughing at the joke, but you could see Jada is already very upset with it. Mm-hmm. And I think when Will Smith realized that, like, that's when he, you know, decided to stand up and, as you mentioned, do the very famous Oscar slap. He slapped Chris Rock right in the face, right in front of everybody, and It was a very interesting moment. And it did not end there. After Will Smith returned to his seat, he also was like shouting at Chris Rock about keeping his wife's name out of his mouth. So very, very intense moment. And I think it received a lot of criticisms and reactions from a lot of people, right, Ellery?
Yeah, super duper. But you know, you have to also acknowledge that it was so awkward pa. Kasi diba, the same night, dude, Will Smith won an award.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, like when he received the award, he actually took the stage to apologize to the Academy and the other nominees, but not to Rock. Oh my gosh, the drama. But you know, ever since then, you have to like give it to him. Smith has then apologized like twice on Instagram, Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he talked about like how his attitude that night was super unacceptable. And as he should though, because that was violence, that was not a good thing. He also declared his public statement as a public apology and to Rock, like, quote unquote, "I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line. I was wrong. I'm embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." But, you know, setting aside like these apprehensions and whatnot, let's move on naman to what the other celebrities said. Kasi girl, naho pa yung Marites reunion. And dami nagsalita. Like,
there's so many people talking.
One of which was Queen Nicki Minaj. She was like tweeting about it. She says na like she loves Chris Rock and she does not believe that he would make a joke if he had known about Smith's or Jada Smith's condition. But, you know, at the end of the day, Nicki ultimately defends Smith. You know, she says that you got to witness in real time what happens in a man's soul when he looks over to the woman he loves and sees her holding back tears from, quote-unquote, a little joke at your expense. This is what any and every real man feels in that instant. While y'all seeing the joke, he's seeing her pain. And I actually really agree, though, because respect, like, I get that Rock didn't know of her situation, and I'm pretty sure if Rock was aware, he wouldn't have crossed that line. But Will Smith defending his wife, that is applaudable, but I just don't agree with the means of how he did it. Like, violence is never the answer, guys.
I agree.
Period.
Yeah, that's true.
But of course, it's not just Queen Nicki. Because if you guys know actress Mia Farrow, she actually defended Rock. She said that it was, quote-unquote, just a joke. And another thing is, if you guys know Sophia Bush, she's an actress and director, she condemned violence and assault. Kasi. So she also criticized Rock's joke and noted that it was not the first time he had made an insensitive remark. When Pinkett Smith boycotted 2016 awards, Rock had said, "Jada, boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited." Sheesh. 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 Sheesh.
not the good
one. So what's like the, what's the story between that? Bakit trip na trip niya si Jada Pinkett?
I don't know, honestly. Personally, I don't think we're I don't think we're in the place to like remark on it.
Is there like a story about it? No, like I'm really curious. Is there like a story about it? Wala naman.
I don't think so. I think it's a comedian being a comedian. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's comedy. We all know comedy. It tends to go to a darker side sometimes to get really those laughs. But we try to remember that it's just a joke. But sometimes jokes do go over a certain line. And I guess in this situation, a lot of people are divided on whether or not if this joke was, you know, just a joke or it really did hit a hard place for Jada Pinkett Smith.
So wait, okay, we've talked about the celebrities. For guys, come on. The drama isn't from the celebrities, let's be honest. Yes. But it's from the netizens. So, Iana, can you make Chika? Ano ba ang Chika? How was it, like, reciprocated by the watchers of Oscar? Plus, ha, it was, like, live-streamed everywhere. Everywhere, yes, talaga.
Well, of course, I'm sure we've all seen our fair share of memes. Like, we can never escape memes on the internet. But again, just like with our celebrities, I think netizens were also a little bit torn between who to quote-unquote side with in this situation. So several netizens reacted to this incident saying, "Love is not an excuse for violence." So some even stated that Smith should have been escorted out of the event for his behavior. I mean, a part of me is really surprised that he got to really walk up on stage and no one was able to say anything or stop him, really. And I think, I don't know if you guys have seen this as well, I feel like a lot of people are even debating whether or not this incident is actually like a real incident or
it's like,
or could it be like a PR stunt?
Yeah,
it's because, like, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Oscars, like, they haven't been getting the amount of views that they usually do. So, you know, usually at these times, it's really good to, like, cause a scandal of sorts to get those views back up, or at least get people talking again. Mm-hmm. So other netizens said that Will Smith should have confronted Chris Rock privately. However, others stated that since Chris Rock publicly made that joke towards Jada Smith and humiliated her in front of a huge audience, it was only right to confront him in public as well. So in addition, netizens noted that Jada's condition was known to the public and Rock still made that joke. So I think that's a little bit difficult. I feel like even though it's made public, I think it's still possible not a lot of people know that's her condition.
Yeah. So
personally, I didn't know. Yeah, same, right? Same.
I didn't know. Did you know, Rome?
No.
Were you aware?
Sorry, I didn't know.
Diba? Same. I didn't know.
But, you know, incidences like this don't go without consequences. So many netizens have observed that Will Smith was pulled and blacklisted from shows, while other celebrities who have done much worse are still getting into movie deals.
That deserves a different podcast. That deserves a different episode. Because Hollywood has a lot of problematic characters that are in and out of those shows. Right? It's like, on the top of my head pa lang, Harvey Weinstein, Roman Polanski, Clint Eastwood, sorry. But those guys, diba? Some problematic characters,
Yeah, I'm really gonna, like, go over the fence, guys. Let's hit it to where it hurts. Ansel Elgort, West Side Story. Why was it even nominated? Like, okay, this is super funny, but we discussed it in our art app class. Like, shout out to Sir Roy. We talked about it and we were like...
Agustin.
Actually, mine's Roy, Sir Roy Nara.
I'm sorry.
Sir Roy Nara.
Okay, maraming Sir Roy siguro.
Maraming Sir Roy sa atin.
Maraming Roy siguro, yeah.
Yeah, but we talked about how Ansel Elgort's, like, involvement in West Side Story, it was really counterproductive because, number one, he already was canceled on Twitter. Allegations rose, but he still wasn't reprimanded from it. But at the end of the day, because you also have to consider that it's not really the cast's fault. It's not really the producer's fault because... there is also... here's another debate I want to ask you guys. Like, should we separate the art from the artist?
That's a difficult one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always often, like, a defense situation. I guess, like, as you mentioned, in, like, a movie, there's a lot more people involved than just the actor.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I guess, if you talk about, like, what if it's, like, the producer meets more than the director, then I think that's when we can get to talking more about it.
Yeah. But, like, you know what? putting that all aside, what are your honest opinions on it? Like, are you guys Team Smith or, like, Team Rock? Or are you just, like, treading that middle ground like our queen, Nicki Minaj?
Personally, I think I'm a bit on the middle ground. I feel like it's more on, it could have been handled a lot better than, you know, than a slap to the face and, like, live television.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, we're dancing across the line of what is a joke and what isn't a joke. And I feel like I share the same sentiments with a lot of people that I think Will Smith's slap isn't just because of that joke. I think there's a lot of unresolved things within himself as well in relation to, like, his relationship with Jada. And I think a part of it was really contributed to what happened that night. But that's on me. That's what I think.
My take?
How about you, Rowan?
My take? I want to echo Mr. Daniel Radcliffe's statement. I'm just so criminally bored of hearing about it. There's so many people talking. That's what he told Variety in an interview when asked about the the Chris Rock and Will Smith fiasco. Honestly, there's so many people talking. That's my thing. Like, that's where I stand. Like, it just so happened that it was publicized, and like that yeah. kind of that kind of sort of like conflict resolution. That's something we shouldn't see na. Like, labas na tayo din. That's just me. Because like these men, they won't react that strongly if there wasn't like history between that, right? So yeah. Like, yeah, I agree with Yana. Right? There's like lots of unresolved stuff, but that deserves another episode.
How about you? Yeah, that's a whole conversation in itself.
How about you, Ellen? What's your take?
Honestly, for me, it all goes back to the quote, like, or the question, perhaps, like, do the ends justify the means? Because yes, at the end of the day, everybody has clean intentions. Okay, let's say Chris Rock just wanted to make people laugh. Will Smith just wanted to defend his wife. They're very clean intentions. But the way they were executed, it was wrong. It was very counterproductive. It wasn't really sensitive at all. And I guess they should have fixed that at that part. But I have nothing against their intentions. I think it was just one big misunderstanding. But the way these two men reacted against it, it's very, sorry, very a bit misogynistic in my take. Like, why is violence the answer? Why do you have to make fun of a woman for her insecurity? It's just gaping concerns talaga. And I feel like it's, again, another topic for another episode. But at the end of the day, remember to keep in mind that it's not black or white. You don't choose your sides. It's more of seeing the wrong from the right and the right from the wrong. And yeah, I guess we, as, you know, communication majors ourselves, like, moving forward in this industry, we have to be more sensitive and be more progressive in our actions. Because no matter how good your intentions are, no matter how much you want to entertain, defend, or protect people, if you're not doing it the right way, then you're not doing it the right way at all. It's not valid. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess that's that.
Correct.
This is awesome take. Awesome take. Awesome take.
Yes.
So later on, we're going to discuss a little bit more about something completely different, but it's the UAAP. It's so exciting for a lot of people. But again, later on, more on that later. After this break.
Turners is a sustainable clothing brand that is committed to creating head-turning pieces to elevate the scenes of everyday life. Shop their bestsellers and more by visiting their Instagram page at turners.manila. Turners, making heads turn your way. This episode is brought to you by Keech, the new essential item we all need. Keech offers essential items that are in demand due to changing times. Guys, each item is sophisticatedly designed to cater to consumers who prioritize both practicality and style. For more information, visit Keech on Facebook and on their website. That's keech-intl.com. Spelling is keich-intl.com. If you're looking for a good place to go to chill and unwind after a long day of work, why not head to Gunpei? It's a great place that serves unlimited KBBQ for as low as $3.99 for over 39 selections. They also have both an alfresco and indoor dining area. Check them out at their Tomas Morato, UPTC, and and Marikina Branches. Plus, the Tomas Morato branch is celebrating their 3rd year anniversary. So get great deals, discounts, and enjoy hassle-free checkout when you purchase ahead at their website at www.localfolksgroup.com. Limited slots only, so go visit and reserve your seats now.
All right, we are back from our break. So now, as mentioned a while ago, we are going to talk about the UAAP. So what an exciting topic for a lot of people, especially for our sports fans out there. Finally, makakapanood na naman tayo. So the University of... The University Athletic Association of the Philippines opened its 84th season of sports recently after a 2-year hiatus. Because it's very recently opening again, only a few sports are being held and only men's basketball has been ongoing so far. So with the current limitations brought by the COVID-19, men's 5-on-5 basketball, men's and women's 3x3 basketball, women's indoor volleyball, men's beach volleyball, men's and women's chess, punse, and cheer dance competitions, I think these are known...
Joke lang, Bubble. We love you guys.
Shout out to my queen, Miss Gabby San Luis. She's gonna compete. She's one of my friends. She's gonna compete for CDC.
Let's go, Bubble.
So these are the sports so far that are being allowed. So hopefully we'll see more soon as things get better and logistics are, you know, properly arranged for, you know, during the COVID-19 season. So men's basketball will be the testing ground for all future tournaments held by the league this year under a bubble setup. The tournament will run for a month and a half from March 26 to ideally the second week of May. So, next start na tayo, diba guys? So what do you guys think about this? Of course, excited tayo.
Dude, I'm so excited. Like, okay, guys, later, 7 p.m. Fun fact to our listeners right now, it's actually April 5 today. Mm-hmm. So there's a game later, 7 p.m., NU versus ADMU. So the Ildefonso brothers are going to face each other off. Stellar, right? So excited for it.
Let's go.
I'm super excited. I'm super excited. Because, okay, fun fact to our listeners right now. Actually, me and Rome are actually from UST before going to Ateneo for college. And fun fact, Rome, I have never watched a UUP game in my whole 2-year stay in UST. And I'm going to make sure to watch one this year.
I have never watched a UAAP game as well.
Yeah, because for this Saturday, I'm actually going to watch it. Yeah, I'm gonna watch the stadium.
Wait, who's the game? What's the game?
It's ADMU versus UST.
Yeah. Testing your loyalty. What's up with that?
No, okay. Fun fact, everybody. Like the setup, because for this season's UAAP, all of the teams are gonna fight off each other in one day. And in that one day, if you get tickets, you'll be able to watch all of the games.
You're set now.
So, necessarily, yeah, you're not paying for one game, but you're paying for everything. But with that, of course, the downside to that is prices really did hike up, considering that they'll also be accommodating a limited number of seats. Di ba nakita niyo nag-release yung Ateneo na, yeah, they're not gonna, like, sell tickets anymore on campus. So, yeah.
So it's still limited, no? Parang social distancing pa rin sa arena, yeah. No? Oh, wild.
So weird.
Pero you got your tickets na.
Yeah, we did. I'm actually gonna go with my boyfriend.
Have fun.
My boyfriend kasi he does baseball for Ateneo. But since there is no UAAP baseball this season, you know, we just wanna explore the UAAP spirit brand through basketball. So yeah, awesome. Excited for that.
Awesome. Have fun, you guys.
So it's great to hear you have a lot to look forward to this Saturday. But you know what? It's so great to hear that a lot has been going well for Ateneo so far. So as mentioned a while ago, the season started on March 26. So just to give everyone a rundown on what like the scores are at Siguro. So Ateneo defeated UP on March 26 with a score of 90-81. In March 29, Ateneo defeated FEU with a score of 79-70. And March, no, during March 31, Ateneo defeated Adamson with a score of 78-47. Wow. And last April 2, Ateneo defeated DLSU with a score of 74-57. So, grabe! 4-0, no? Oh my God. Yeah.
Guys, from the looks of it, Ateneo is reigning champs, perhaps, not the jinx, but yes, it's always cleaner.
We're still gonna look at you. We're still gonna look at you if they don't.
Yeah. But still, though, I just wanna like also take this opportunity to, of course, extend gratitude towards all of the UAP players, regardless if they're Ateneo or not, because mm-hmm. I feel like with the cancellation of previous season, it's really, really been difficult for our athletes to bounce back. But look at them now, grinding, working so hard. So, you know, if you're an athlete listening to this, know that we are so proud of you, regardless of UAP season or not. So, yeah, keep on playing that game, guys.
Awesome, guys. Round of applause.
Yes. But of course, it doesn't stop there, no? Kasi, hello, 4-0, sagad na natin. Because for the upcoming games, if you guys are still not informed, you can catch the future Ateneo games. We have versus NU on April 5, 7 p.m. Ateneo versus UE, April 7, 4 p.m. And Ateneo versus USD, April 9, 4 p.m. You guys can stream this through different live streaming platforms. But for us, we're actually streaming at Signal TV if you want to, like, take a look. So, super excited talaga for the upcoming games. You know, we really want to encourage everybody to watch and support. Because UAP in general has gone through a lot through this pandemic. And after recently opening after 2 years, and, you know, there are lots of highly anticipated sports such as volleyball soon. So, you know, if basketball is successful, there may be adjustments to the current season, such as scheduling, COVID contingencies, and eligibility rules. So, yeah, and there are also, guys, fun fact pala, plans for UAP season 85 to be within the same year. Likely in September. This is actually, grabe talaga. Yeah, but, you know, hopefully for season 85, it's better. Kasi, hopefully, if the protocols surrounding COVID, like, tend to ease up a bit, maybe other sports can also join. Because at the end of the day, guys, UAP shouldn't be centered within volleyball, basketball, CDC. There are other sports out there who deserve recognition. Diba?
Mm-mm,
yeah,
indeed. Yeah. We have a lot of talent stuck at home. Sana makaplay na sila too.
Yeah. Wait, how about you guys for that? Like, Rome, Yan, are you guys into, like, UAP as well? You guys watch?
Yeah, I am. How about you, Yana? What's your position on UAP?
I'm actually not very into it, but I was hoping the college life would get me into it. But I go and saktan pagka college, nagka COVID, so.
Part of maybe, the college life, yan, eh? Part of that, eh?
Hopefully this September.
Hopefully in September.
Yeah, we'll get into the groove of it.
Yeah. So once again, guys, for all of our listeners out there, if you still haven't and you still want to get hooked in the UAAP vibe, just like our co-host Miss Yana here, you can feel free to tune in April 5 at 7 p.m. for Ateneo versus NU, April 7 at 4 p.m. for Ateneo versus UE, and April 9, 4 p.m. for Ateneo versus UST. So we'll catch you guys there.
You go on April 9, make sure to say hello to LRD. Wow.
Yeah, say hi to me, guys.
So we discussed a lot today, a lot. So we got to touch on the Oscars, a lot happened there. We got to talk about a lot of amazing films that got their recognition, especially Coda, which I'm really looking forward to watching. And like, Ro really talked about it, Ro praised it very well. And I'd love to see, you know, what the whole deal is about. And you know, hopefully, maybe iiyak rin ako. I don't know. Is it the movie that you cried in, Rome?
Yes.
Okay, there it is. Yes. I love movies that make me cry.
Look forward to it talaga. Look forward to it.
So besides Coda, we also got to talk about, again, the very controversial Will Smith, Chris Rock, Oscar slap. A lot of people are still discussing, debating, and are divided on the situation. But as Ellery mentioned earlier, no matter what good intentions that you actually had, if your actions weren't really in the right course, then what you're doing is just not good at all. So a lot of reflection there from both men, I believe. And, you know, hopefully we'll see a lot of improvement. soon. And finally, we got to talk about the UAAP games. A lot of buzz around us now. So don't forget to catch the upcoming games. Again, as everybody mentioned, April 5, which is later tonight. April 7 with UE and April 9 with USD. Let's support everyone we can. Everyone that we can. And, you know, let's hope for like, you know, what are we now? 4-0? Let's hope for like a
sweep again.
A sweep again.
Let's go, Ateneo champs. Let's go.
I believe. Kayang kaya. Even though someone's not into it, I believe. So what do you guys think about everything we talked about today?
Very, very nice. Yeah. I liked our topics for today, and I hope our audience enjoyed as well. And I, you know, I want to give a quick nudge to our homie, Mr. Jerome. Thank you for joining us. Wow.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure.
All right. And I think that marks the end of it. Now, once again, guys, it's your Hyperplan Tita Medja Pabida, your celery without the C, Ellery Torres from 2AB Communication.
It's Iana Padilla, your optimistic chica who won't make you pass, from 2AB Communication as well.
And I'm just Rome. I'm just happy to be here, honestly.
Rome from Program. And again, where would we be without Program?
Thank you, Programs. God bless your kind souls. And again, guys, this has been Geek Out.
And remember to keep it matches and follow the sound.
Turners is a sustainable clothing brand that is committed to creating head-turning pieces to elevate the scenes of everyday life. Shop their bestsellers and more by visiting their Instagram page at turners.manila. Turners, making heads turn your way. This episode is brought to you by Keech, the new essential item we all need. Keech offers essential items that are in demand due to changing times. Guys, each item is sophisticatedly designed to cater to consumers who prioritize both practicality and style. For more information, visit Keech on Facebook and on their website. That's keech-intl.com. Spelling is keich-intl.com. If you're looking for a good place to go to chill and unwind after a long day of work, why not head to Gunpei? It's a great place that serves unlimited KBBQ for as low as $3.99 for over 39 selections. They also have both an alfresco and indoor dining area. Check them out at their Tomas Morato, UPTC, and Marikina branches. Plus, their Tomas Morato branch is celebrating their 3rd year anniversary. So get great deals, discounts, and enjoy hassle-free checkout when you purchase ahead at their website at www.localfolksgroup.com. Limited slots only, so go visit and reserve your seats now. Is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Aina Lua and Amber Guerrero and edited by Thomas Berzamira. We'll be back with a new episode of Pop Asia soon.